You feel different to how you did before. That's what this book is about, really. All those adventures you can have on your bike. The routes you used to do, the ones you've loved, the ones that challenged you or thrilled you or maybe even scared you a little bit. The benign ones and the monsters. The ones you've heard about and would love to take on. The ones in places you've never been to, but dream about now that you know. It's about practicalities too, of course, because we're practical people when we ride, knowing which turning to take, where the wind might be coming from and what the road surface will be like, the layers of clothing you should wear, the number of bottles you'll need, and where you can refill them, where you can stop for a coffee that's worth it for the taste as well as the caffeine. It's about the culture, because we ride through the real world, the towns and the villages, the history and the vibes. It's about memories of previous rides and hopes for those ahead. It's about conversations with those riding alongside you and the shared experiences that come your way. The big views, the near misses, the laughs, the daft mistakes. It's about how you felt that day and how your bike felt underneath you and all the things you could do together. I've chosen a big old mix here, with rides from different times in my life and different parts of the world. There are some proper long ones and some easier ones. Some that take you high and some that stay low. Some that start at one and end at the other. I've picked the brains of esteemed teammates and friends to add some extra sauce on top too. It's a good list, I think. I've tried to give you enough information that if you want to take them on, you'll find almost everything you need here. Just add your legs and a generous serving of effort. If you want to do it vicariously instead, there's plenty of tales and adventure too. And if you want me to ride a few miles on your behalf, I'm more than happy to do so. Dive in, zip up your jersey, fill your bottles, and head out. Get ready to feel good. Get ready to feel better. Learning the ropes. In the Vale. A good ride will always be about memories. Sometimes it's about creating them. A route you'll never forget. A day full of stories and good times with great friends. If you're lucky, as a pro, it might be a training day you'll look back on and think, yeah, that was one of the days that won me that big race 3 months down the road. If you're luckier still, it might be the big race itself. I'll always remember the road to La Rosière, where I won to go into yellow on the 2018 Tour, and 31 kilometres of damp road to a little town in the far southwest called Espelette, where I held on in the final time trial and knew, finally, that the Tour was mine. And then there are the days when you retrace old adventures, days when you know where you're going from old instinct, where each rise in the road and little village and view takes you back to a time when it was all so different, when you were starting out and had no real idea where all this was taking you, and you were just fine with that, as long as your mum was doing a roast dinner for when you got back home. That's what it's like when I ride out of my hometown of Cardiff into the lanes of the Vale of Glamorgan. Cardiff is the best kind of capital city, big and small at the same time. Contrast in areas but the same vibe, enough to keep you there but never more than 15 minutes on your bike from open countryside. From Llandaff, on the western side of the city, where my house is now, you're into the lanes in no time at all. All those times as a kid when I would shut the door behind me at the family home in Birchgrove, cut across the suburban streets to here, and feel the freedom as the roads opened up, the cars thinned out and we picked up pace. To be fair, there are other memories too, like the time when I signed up for a charity ride called Castles and Cathedrals for a local homeless charity, the route starting at Sars Old School, Usgul Gufin Gymraeg Plasmawr. We were supposed to be there for 8 a.m, which would have been fine had it not been October and the middle of my very short off-season. On-season means eating carefully and drinking nothing. There is no hint of careful or nothing in off-season, hence waking up at 7:50 a.m. hungover, phone going berserk. I got there for 8:02.